Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Akashic Wisdom is the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how it can help you and how the Akashic Records information can benefit humanity. You can call in your questions at 888-429-5471. Again, 888-429-5471 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And if you need to call from out of the country, you can call 530-763-1574. Again, 530-763-1574. And my name is Donna Fox, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for almost 17 years now. And I'm a teacher. I teach people how to access their Akashic Records. I also do consultations and workshops. So I do the workshops and help people understand why their life is the way it is and how the Akashic Records energy can help you. And you can actually use the Akashic Records energy in every area of your life. It's not necessarily about futures, but it certainly is about the here and now and why certain things have happened. And it's really, you know, past lives are just a small portion of what you can accomplish with the Akashic Records. And so, again, feel free to call in, or you can email me a question, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, that's info, I-N-F as in Frank, O. And that's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. So you feel free to email the question. If you're emailing the question, you can put in your current legal name, and that'll help me get even deeper with you. Typically, all we need for a consultation is your current legal name and your questions. That's it. And I don't even need your question, actually. You just kind of, well, I need your question if you're emailing me, but if you're just talking to me, you just ask the question, and I give you the answer, and the fact that I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And it's your answer. But what I have found is that when you ask a question on the air, it benefits all of the listeners. So again, I would love to hear from you at 888-429-5471 if you are in the U.S. or Canada. So these are very special times right now for those of you who are Jewish who are listening to the program. Next weekend, actually starting Wednesday night, is Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year, and it's actually when Moses. And this is for everybody, actually. This is no matter what your religion is if you do believe in the Ten Commandments, this holiday of Rosh Hashanah commemorates Moses coming down from the mountain with the second set of tablets. First set, if you'll remember, he threw down because he was so disappointed in the Israelites. They were worshiping the golden calf, and he was so disappointed that he actually threw the tablets down upon them. And it's said that the first tablets, the first Ten Commandments, the first tablets of the Ten Commandments, and in fact the whole Torah, was written by God and dictated to Moses, and that the finger of God carved out the original tablets. And that when Moses went back up to the mountain to get another set, that set was carved by Moses and then brought back down to the people. And the significance in that is that as much as we have God or the divine or the universe on our side, as much as we move toward the divine within us, we cannot expect change in our life unless we are willing to change ourselves and take the first step. God can only can hold the energy for us, if you will. But when it comes to things that you want to change, attitudes that you want to shift or to neutralize or adopt different attitudes, only you can do that. You cannot ask God to do that for you. That's like taking away your free will. And only you can make the steps toward what you want, because you are in physicality. It's you that wants whatever it is, and you must take one step toward getting what you want and allow the universe to assist you in that. But they cannot do it for you. You need to take that step on your own. And so what's been happening, again, within the last month, and especially this week, is those people who are devout when it comes to Judaism have been examining their lives and have moved into a space of asking themselves how they can create a better new year for next year. And we can learn something from this. And then we're going to about to tell you what you're going to learn in a moment, but there's also then the 10 days between the first day of Rosh Hashanah and then the holiest day, which is Yom Kippur, where the book is sealed. And so the religion says that during the days, what we call the days of awe, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, are when we make our peace, not only with ourselves, but we also make our peace with other human beings. We have to understand that everybody makes mistakes. And if you've made a mistake or you've missed the mark between you and God, you and the divine, God automatically forgives. However, if you've missed the mark or you've done something to hurt another human being, you need to ask that human being for forgiveness. And you have to say you're sorry to that human being. It's also about examining our life in an honest way and then deciding how we want our lives to be next year. So this is very much in line with the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are very similar, or are like the Book of Life. But what we're talking about here is taking action. We need to take action, and I'm speaking not only to myself, but I'm speaking to you as well as myself, that in order to be able to survive in the next year or few years, we have to take action. We have to develop a plan of our own choosing of how we plan to make it a better year for ourselves and our loved ones, people that are associated with us, people who view us or observe us. It's not about actually doing something and making somebody else's life better so much as it is about being a model of how you want your life to be and allowing those around you to be inspired by your own ideas. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't help other people. That's not what's being said. What's being said is that you can't change anyone else. You are not responsible to change anybody. You are only responsible to change yourself. Only you hold the key to moving forward. And in these past days, it's been, for many, a struggle just to stay focused. It's been a struggle to have any type of self-esteem. It's been a struggle to climb out of a depression, if you will. The energies have been so strong that they have literally knocked some people down. And I'll admit, part of it, I experienced that. I experienced being knocked down. I experienced being put in to the depths of my own dark night of the soul, if you will. And I'm starting to climb out of it. And one of the reasons is because I know that the energies are going to begin lifting. And from that downtime, I will have made very important realizations. So I really, really encourage you to take a look at your life and see what parts you would like to see differently. And the parts that you would like to see differently, I encourage you to imagine how you would like your life to look. What is your perfect life? And it's not enough to say, I want to be helping people. Way too vague. Way too vague. You can be a customer service person and help people, and that's just fine. Nothing wrong with that position. But if you want to do something to help humanity, then you have to take a look at what you are willing to do to make that happen. What belief are you willing to give up that will allow you the courage to move forward? Maybe the belief that you're not good enough, huh? Are you willing to give that belief up? Are you willing to give up the idea that you're not worthy? Are you willing to give up the idea that your voice couldn't make a difference? Are you willing to give all of that balarney, if you will, up? Because all of that is not true. One person can make a difference. It's important to visualize. It's important for you to feel and know that moving forward, even if it's a small action every day, is going to get you closer to your end-up goal. Because you're showing the universe that you are willing to move forward. The challenge and the prerequisite is that if and when you're ready to move forward, you cannot bring any beliefs about what somebody did wrong to you, how you were betrayed, how you're angry at someone for not telling you the truth. You can't bring any of that baggage with you. You have to move forward without carrying any type of resentment, any type of anger, and any type of revenge in your heart. And why is that important? It's important because as you move forward, you need to be a whole being, whole. And when you carry anger and where you carry revenge and where you carry the internal belief or threat of the belief that you will be betrayed, when you carry those types of energies or of revenge, you are not a whole and complete soul moving forward in love. And we are strongly recommending that if you want your life to change, there is no room for fear, there is no room for anger, and there's no room for revenge. And there's no room for bringing those belief systems that you so cleverly created to prove to you that you were right about not being worthy. Those are not allowed. You can't bring those forward. To bring those forward would not be a service to you or humanity. To bring those forward would not change your life, but will bring you more of what you don't want. Belief systems are like magnets. And the magnets that of what you bring toward you are the negativities based on the belief systems you're holding. So if you don't like the way your life looks, look around and notice what belief systems you are supporting. What belief systems are you supporting? I mean, think about that for a minute. And when I say supporting, I mean, what belief systems are you continuing based on your life, if you look around your life? And as you look around your life, if there are things that you don't like, that don't fit in your life, that are not part of who you are, then it's up to you to change your belief systems to draw to you that which you truly desire and that which you know you deserve and that which is best for you and those around you. So it's really important that we listen to our hearts, really examine what belief systems we're operating under. Are you operating under the belief system of lack? Are you operating under the belief system that you'll never get what you want because, quote-unquote, your experience has shown you never have? Are you operating under the belief system that whatever comes by you is possibly not good enough? It's never good enough. It's never enough. Are you operating under the belief system that you trust no one? And notice, if you trust no one, no one will trust you because you're holding that vibe. We're all energy and frequency, folks. And we really have to look at that. Energy and frequency. And that's what we put out. We put out into the universe that which we believe. And those beliefs are just as active and magnetized as any words you might use. Because your beliefs are running your life. Your underlying beliefs are running your life. So what's your choice of action? How can you be master of your own domain? How can you be able to begin to neutralize your belief systems? And no, we can't do it for you, but we can give you a formula. And the formula says that in order to be able to neutralize belief systems, you have to poke holes in them first. You have to be willing to see the untruth of the belief systems. You have to be willing to poke holes in the belief systems. Look for the discrepancies, especially if you're in the habit of saying, this always happens to me. It always happens that fill in the blank. I can never trust anyone. This always happens to me and fill in the blank. And then notice how many times you've said that. Notice how many times that has come into your life and notice how many times you have been allowing your belief system to rule your life. Now, if you would like to have more information on this, if you would like to examine that about how your belief systems are running your life, then all you have to do is give a call, and we will do a mini consultation. You can call 888-429-5471, and it's totally free. It's totally free. In fact, I'm running a back-to-school special where I'm doing an hour's consultation for only $100. So that means a half an hour is 50. Those are private. They are telephone consultations. And all you have to do is mention this radio program and you can get the special. So if you want to speak to me privately and not on the air, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me personally at 216-691-1233. But you can also call in the show and get your free consultation right here, right now. And is coming up on 11:30 in Ohio. And one of the things I don't like to do is talk to dead air. So if you're at all interested in knowing more about your life, I strongly urge you to give a call. Because I've been known to end the programs early if there's nobody who calls in or nobody who emails. So if you have a question, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call the 888-429-5471. And if you are, that's for U.S. and Canada. If you're out of the country, you can dial 530-763-1574. So this is a week for introspection, and it's going to be important that you take the time to be introspective with yourself. For those people who are living on the West Coast, take time to go to the beach and allow the sea to talk to you. Allow the water to merge with your being. The rhythmic waves coming in and going out, allowing those waves to literally speak to you. Allowing those waves to expose thoughts or feelings or ideas to you. It's not only always about people, it's always about feelings, though. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, who's this?
It's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Okay. So how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
Oh, gosh, I'd like to hear what you saw in my... For what's coming in my life.
Well, I don't do futures because, you know, the future is based 100% on free will choice. It's all about what your choices are today. So it's not so much about futures as it is your choices. So why don't you talk about what choices you have coming up that you want to look at? So how are you planning on creating your future?
Creating heaven on earth with a new jobs bill.
with a new job spell, did you say?
Yeah, a new earth, job spell.
A job, S-P-E-L-L?
I think this must, I'm getting feedback, just a sec.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe it's just a sec.
Oh, why don't you turn your radio off? Turn the sound off of your computer.
Yeah, I did. So, okay. Yes, job spell. No, it's still there. I can hear it still.
Okay.
Creating, you know, our new divine government, new job spell, cities of light, peace, green, healthy and healing services, and lightworker services, and all the healing artists, just choices on, how to get, I guess, CBN and the leaders in the Muslim community to help create the new civilization for the spiritual activists, sort of like join church and instead of joining the armed forces.
Uh-huh.
And be paid to be a spiritual activist.
Great. So what are you doing towards that?
Well, I'm writing every day, and I'm working with Occupy movements and all different, different healers and teachers and alliance groups and just lots and lots of connections. Peace groups, just lots and lots of different connections, social, political, people that are at a level of helping, you know, shift the government.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Start new health and human services, social services, and new civil services.
Okay. What is your job in when you're doing all these things? What is your position with this?
Just to stay focused and listen to my guidance to tell me what to write to who, when, and do it.
Okay.
And to stay out of. To stay out of fear with it.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that's important, to stay out of fear with it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the idea here is that, you know, you have, and I'm sure that you're not alone in these wonderful ideas, you have a lot of friends and coworkers that are on board for this, and that's very important. And it's going to be even more important to possibly get to the powers that be to help you create this, and I think that's probably what another thing that you want to accomplish too. Is that right?
Yep.
So, have you talked to anybody in the government about it?
Oh yes, of course.
Okay, and what's their take on this?
Nothing. Not yet. I'm still working to get a group, either the Unitarian Universalists, who have a Unitarian Universalist United Nations in Washington, D.C., or a lot of people aren't getting it quite yet, the importance of thoughts and how thoughts create reality. We need a whole new paradigm with new thoughts and feelings and actions with direct contact, you know, with our brothers and sisters from the light, and how to co-create heaven on earth when create all the green jobs and all the healing arts, like I said, the healing arts jobs instead of, you know, all the drug therapies and all the drugging and street drugs and the violence and these transformational, I see them, these multicultural healing teaching transformation centers in every community that are actually like the new bases for,
uh-huh,
instead of military or, you know, police or, you know, prisons and even schools and what have you, or hospitals, I should say. But I see schools, you know, going towards more Waldorf and, you know, going Montessori, and I see, the healthcare industry transformation and mental health care, you know, we're at a point on the planet we have to unite, and I just see these, you know, multicultural healing teaching transformation centers with the new job development on the other side, but I haven't, no one has stepped up to really go for this jobs bill that for the spiritual activists, so all the light workers and all the churches. You know, they have spiritual people in their congregations to join the, you know, spiritual evolution of consciousness and love. And, you know, instead of joining the armed forces, the free education, teaching, training, and all the drugs and drug therapies, I mean, those are old paradigm. You know, we don't need those anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we really need to start to replace them. And the sooner we do, the sooner we can save humanity, unite us, and save the planet, too, and co-create mm-hmm. heaven on Earth, and get ready for Avatar training and universal travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, it sounds wonderful. I mean, I don't know. It's the issue is that there's many people that need to be transformed as well. You know, unfortunately it's a mental shift that needs to be taken care of or needs to happen on the planet, and we need to get a lot of people to agree that this is needed, not just the light workers, but the mainstream folks as well. And So the idea is that it's really about
killing.
I'm sorry.
You know, killing jobs and all those products and services for killing one another, and you know, the controlling and bullying and manipulation and drugging and violence. We really need to gather all the you know, different churches and work, you know, put in the Nasara Front and kick in a whole new civilization and a whole new, you know, economic foundation of stability and, like, new social security at a whole new level. But I do know that it's time and, you know, that if we can just get the right seeds planted, you know, for these centers in Israel right away and Palestine, too, and Iran, it could just shift everything. You know, people, the kids and the women, you know, can gather and say, no, we don't want to spend any more time, thoughts, and energies around anything with warring and all the drugging and jailing, you know, and all that type of system. We want to work together with these, you know, multicultural healing, teaching, and transformation centers. It's all education now. It is. It's education and new job development openings on the other side, you know, and that's the thing. How do you get that? That's what I'm, you know, wondering what you see. How to get it grounded in so that people understand. We have the technology to do, you know, virtual, local, and global workshops from the best leaders, you know, all over the world. And our kids know nothing. They're, you know, being drugged out and food, weird foods and, you know, just kind of in, it's getting that, you know, they don't have the information. And a lot of the churches have been, you know, kind of cutting it off too. So, you know, it's just getting this whole new acceptance that we are evolving and we have the tools and we need to share them.
And, well, let me just look at this for a minute. So how large is your movement, Lynn? How many people do you have behind you right now?
I don't know. I have no idea. Most people I have found are one or two pieces, they will just cut me off. Like, I had a church that didn't want me to get the children with their angels. I had other people in the military-industrial complex got really irate, you know, and they didn't understand what MLK was saying. You know, any country that puts more money into defense than armed forces is dying. So that was a huge cutoff, you know, because they believe we still need all this defense. Half the people have no idea. It's all robotic. It's corrupted. And it's just so corrupted. And you know, what happens to some of the people, like Bradley Manning and those that speak out. So, you know, that's cut off. Then Big Pharma and the whole labeling and drugging, you know, our toddlers and vaccinations up to 30 now. It's just so insane. But I can't get enough of the churches on board. The churches really are the one to flip this paradigm. They really need to come together quickly under, you know, just the basic do unto others as you want done unto you. I mean, just their basic philosophies even to get the spiritual activism. Like I said, why aren't we having, you know, the new jobs created that you, you know, you join a spiritual group and you know, a spiritual group that, you know, has caring, sharing, loving at its essence and get people on their soul purpose and start networking them where they belong. Kids always know where they belong, you know, if it's animals or water or, you know, environment, ocean, air, or, you know, if it's certain elements of healing, you know, hands-on healing, all the healings international groups, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Jesus jobs, where are they? Oh, no, we just, you know, we just still have money and energy for big pharma and military-industrial complex and the penal-industrial complex, and they're all embedded together, and they all have insane agendas that are really hurtful and intentionally hurtful, and it's just got to stop.
I understand, but I'm asking you, what have you done to create a movement of people who are with you, and how many people are, in other words, like, I think these are wonderful ideas, but it's about you organizing the people who agree with you to make a difference.
Yeah, it's tricky. Because, like I said, there'll be a piece they're still really attached to, and that's, you know, they're either, you know, still in that belief system that, you know, they have to have high blood pressure medicines or, you know, or something, and they're still hooked into that belief system of big pharma, or they're still stuck into, you know, the penal industrial complex at a level that's, you know, 90% of the people in there have drug or alcohol and related emotional problems. And, you know, we can heal. We're supposed to be healing each other. I don't know. And the churches are still divide and conquer, or there's just people off on, you know, really odd issues. And some are, you know, they don't get it, I guess, yet. Well, I guess that's what I'm asking about, is how to get this, how to get people to understand what we focus on, we give energy to it, and we help create more of it.
Do you have a blog?
No.
That would be one way to start. What I'm hearing is it's one way for you to start.
Okay.
The reason why, by having a blog, then you can actually state your purpose on the internet and begin to gather followers of your blog.
Well, what I do too, okay, I do lots of writing. I've had a radio show here on BBS too for over 5 years now. And, you know, I'm really kind of maxed, I guess, too, you know. And I've been guided to do these petitions and to create a new jobs bill petition. And that's what I would like help with, getting it out to
the only,
you know,
what I'm hearing is one of the ways to get it out is by creating a blog and telling people to contact you for those petitions. And the idea is all the stuff that you've written, you need to collect it and put it up online and begin to move, create a momentum with the people who agree with you. And the reason that's important is because the more people you have, you know, behind you, the more you'll gain the momentum, and the more people will listen. But it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to take an action every day to create it. And what they're suggesting is that you start doing something, a public blog, and somehow advertising or telling other people about the blog so they can at least read about it and read as much as they want and be able to contact you on a regular basis. That's what needs to happen. So and you being so passionate about this is that's your karma. That's your job to go ahead and at least create the blog so people are aware, and to steer them to your blog so that you can gather a force behind you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. You and I wish you luck, and let me know what the name of your blog is, and I'll be glad to announce it on the air. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for calling. I so appreciate it, I wish you lots of luck with this. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great evening.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye. And so that's important. You know, Linda's got a very good idea. She is wonderful. She is. She's very passionate. You can, ladies and gentlemen, you can hear the passion in her voice about how important this is. But again, we have to be able to gather those that believe what we believe. We have to take one step toward what we want to truly create. And yes, we can't do it alone in many cases. So, for example, she can't do it alone, but she can start the momentum. It's just about starting the momentum for various activists. One person can change the world, but you have to be able to enlist help. Because when people start believing and start agreeing with you, they start to join you. And when they start to join you, then you can have a wonderful movement going. But unless they join you, you have nothing. You're just all we're doing is talking about what we believe. And numbers, they count. You talk to the politicians and you have numbers behind you and you've got enough numbers, they'll listen. They want those voters. And so, what is your dream? What do you want to put momentum to? How do you want your life to change this year? What are you willing to do to move forward on your path? And those are the kinds of questions you want to be asking. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that will say, I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And the answer to that question is, what makes most sense to you? What do you wake up thinking about every morning? Or 3 out of 4 mornings a week? What do you feel passionate about? What do you say, if only I could... And it's the if-onlys that you really want to look at and understand that if-only is really more about what you want to do, what you're willing to do. And I understand that sometimes it takes a lot just to get things moving. But one step at a time. Take one step every day toward that which you want and allow it to be. And just allow it. Allow it to evolve organically, if you will. So I'd love to hear from you. You can call in at 888-429-5471. Let's talk about what you want to create and what you're willing to do to create that. And if you're not sure, call in anyway and we'll work it through. We have a few more minutes left on the program. Happy to help anyone who calls. Because this is your time. You have to look at all of the things that maybe you're curious about. Or how again, take a look at what your life is like. If you don't like it, then let's talk about what you don't like. And from talking about what you don't like, you can get some ideas of how to create what you're going to love. know, some people have said, gosh, Donna, we really like what you have to say, so nobody calls in because they want to listen to you. Well, this time, you have to call in order to help yourself. I can't do it for you. I can't answer your questions unless you ask them. Until you participate in taking that step, if nothing else, but to call in and talk about how you want your life to change. So call me. Allow yourself the vulnerability of the maybe. Maybe I could. Maybe I would. Allow yourself the vulnerability of maybe. That simple. Just about dialing the number. 888-429-5471. Now, if you'd like to talk to me privately, you can call me on my private number, and that number is 216-691-1233, and we can schedule an actual consultation. And remember, for those people listening, consultations are only $100 or $50 for a half hour. But you have to mention the program. I've got to know that you heard it on bbsradio.com. That's my special listener. Thank you. You're saving $35 for a full hour because it's normally $135. But for right now, you can call 216-691-1233 and receive that special price for being a listener on bbsradio.com. And you say, well, how long is that going to last? I don't know. See, you better call while it's still on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, it is now 10 minutes to 12 midnight here in Ohio. And it's 11:47. And I have so enjoyed talking with you. However, my message has been clear. What are you going to do to change your life? And how are you going to do it? What belief systems are you supporting in your life today? That's the question. Only you has that answer. So, I'm going to sign off. I want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of it. And I hope you work on these questions. Because these are for you to make your life better. If you are interested in a workshop to learn how to access your own Akashic Records, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Call me personally at 216-691-1233. And I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm thinking of changing the time on the program to a little earlier. So I would like to know what time would you like to see this program on? Do you have an opinion? Would it be better to have it in the afternoon or early evening? Just give me some ideas. I'm looking forward to hearing your ideas. And my phone number, again, is 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So go ahead, and if there's another day that you would prefer instead of a Sunday, let me know. All right, my friends, I'm going to close the records for this Akashic Wisdom Show on September 1st, 2013. This is my dad's birthday, and he is no longer on the planet. There's a very special friend. Her name is Evie. I'm wishing her a happy birthday. And so I want to say a happy new year, new life to all those who are willing to invest in being introspective for the year. So with that, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask everyone listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic records are now closed. Amen. Good night, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next week. Have a great one.